Well, neither side has any chance at making the 2023 Carolina League playoffs, but we still got to play for a little bit of pride as the Kannapolis Cannonballers and the Fayetteville Woodpeckers have two more games on tap this week. Tonight and tomorrow wrap up the home schedule at Atrium Health Ballpark in this 2023 season. We're underway here tonight in Kannapolis, North Carolina. Hi, good friends. Welcome to tonight's broadcast on Bally Live, MILB.TV, two free audio streams, kcballers.com, and the MILB First Pitch app. I'm your host, as always, for all 66 home games and a little bit on the road as well. I'm Dan Hawode. The Kannapolis Cannonballers last night picking up a big victory, 5-3. It was tied for a little bit during that game, and then Jordan Sprinkle, an 8th-run, 2-run homer, gave the Ballers a 5-3 lead and one that they held on with. Impressive work as well on the mound by Cole Ramage, striking out a 6 in 4 innings of work. Tonight, though, a fresh slate and a fresh matchup for the Ballers tonight as Peyton Paulette gets the start on the mound for Kannapolis, 6-1 to a 180-pound righty from Benton, Arkansas, gets the start. He will get the bump tonight for the Ballers against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. His first pitch of the night is delivered to Cam Fisher at 7-0-1. It's a bit outside. Count is 1-0. And Cam Fisher leading off tonight for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, playing in right field. Bryce Matthews, shortstop, is awaiting on deck. He is the shortstop for Fayetteville. 1-0 fouled off. It is an even 1-1 count on Cam Fisher. Peyton Paulette gets the start, 0-4, a 4.29 ERA, a second-round pick in 2021 by the Chicago White Sox. As Paulette on the mound working from the line, 1-1 count, pitch delivered. Breaking ball just a bit low and inside to Cam Fisher. Count is 2-1. Fisher, the right fielder, former Charlotte 49er, fourth-round pick in 2022. Out of the Charlotte 49ers roster, 2-1 on the way. Check swing, he goes around on it, says home plate umpire Chris Jenke. Count is even at 2-2. Fisher at the plate, Bryce Matthews, shortstop awaits on deck. Garrett Gilmet, catcher, is in the hole, batting third for Ricky Rivera and the Fayetteville Woodpeckers out of the Houston Astros organization. Paulette on the mound with a 2-2 count against the lefty bat at Cam Fisher, who's got a lot of pop. 2-2 from the line, Paulette's pitch. Weak tapper down the third base side. Going to be a tough play for Sanchez. He won't get there in time. Infield single on a swinging bunt from Cam Fisher. He's on base now for the first time tonight. One on, nobody out for the shortstop, Bryce Matthews. So Bryce Matthews will stand in with one on, nobody out. First round pick in 2023 by the Houston Astros out of the University of Nebraska. The former Cornhusker is Bryce Matthews. So I have Fisher at first, Paulette on the mound, making his 21st appearance of the year. It is a team high as a wave and a miss on the first pitch by Matthews. It's 0-1. First appearance against Paulette for Bryce Matthews after a decent night at the plate last night. Couple of base knocks. 0-1 count. Paulette will set. Pitch delivered by the righty in the dirt, block by Calvin Harris. Count is now even, 1-1. Ballers looking for their third win of the week. Excuse me, their fourth win of the week. Nope, I was right the first time. Third win of the week. It would guarantee a series split tonight if the Ballers are able to pick up a victory tonight. As had the rain out on Wednesday, a doubleheader on Thursday. 1-1 a bit outside and low. Count is 2-1. And the rain out threw a bit into the wrench of the plans on the week. Rained down on Wednesday, a doubleheader on Thursday. Thursday doubleheader, they split it. 2-1 count, Paulette's pitch. In the dirt, blocked by Harris again. Count will move now 3-1 towards Juan Santander. Defensively tonight for Kannapolis, left to right of the outfield, Nishida, Park, and McCarthy. Sanchez, Gonzalez, Sprinkle, and Betancourt in the infield. Behind the dish is Calvin Harris for the righty in Peyton Paulette. Looking in for the 3-1 count at first is Fisher, who has a little bit of speed about him. 3-1 inside for ball four. It'll be a walk issue to Juan Santander. So a walk and a free pass now have put 2-1 for Fayetteville with two outs, and Ryan Johnson will stand in. So Ryan Johnson will get us out of fielder's choice for Ryan Johnson. That'll send us into the bottom of the first inning at Atrium Health Ballpark. Ballers and Woodpeckers battling here in Kannapolis. Game 5 of 6 between the two sides. That'll send us to a quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Valley Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Valley Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Riku Nishida leads it off. Bottom of the first inning at Atrium Health Ballpark. It's Nishida, Park, and Gonzalez do up. Ballers and Woodpeckers battling here between these two sides. It's their fifth time. It is now pitch clock violation on the batter to start. It'll be an 0-1 count on Riku Nishida as he didn't get in the batter's box in a opportune time. He didn't step in a quick enough time for the home plate umpire Chris Jenke's liking. So 0-1 count. Now it starts 0-2 as the fastball is in there from Jake Bloss for strike two. 6'3", 205-pound righty Jake Bloss gets the start. A third-round pick in 2023 out of Georgetown is the righty making the start tonight for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Nishida at the plate, 0-2 pitch deliver. This one's a fouled off ball. Count will move and stay at 0-2. Riku Nishida, the 11th-round pick in 2023 out of Oregon. Nishida crouching down in the batter's box, slower than the catcher. And he will creep up in the batter's box as needed. Will Nishida. 0-2 count. Pitch delivered by Bloss. Is a bit outside. Count will run to 1-2. Jake Bloss appearing now in the first time this week for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. He has not made any appearances so far on the series. From the wide, 1-2 to Nishida. Chop towards third, played by Johnson on a nice little play. Over to first in time for the out. A 5-3 ground out. Riku Nishida is retired. One down. Eddie Park will stand in. Jake Bloss, a Georgetown Hoya. At least a former Georgetown Hoya. 6'3 righty from Greensboro, North Carolina. He went to high school at the early college at Guilford. Did it, Jake Bloss. Eddie Park will stand in, an 8th-round pick this year in 2023. Out of Stanford by the White Sox. Bloss's pitch a bit low and inside. Count will run to 1-0. Eddie Park actually been one of the better bats as of late for Kannapolis, leading the active team in batting average at a .296. He will take the 1-0 up and away from Bloss. Count is now 2-0. Jake Bloss appearing in a total of his fourth game for Fayetteville. All three of his prior outings have been starts. He's only pitched 8 2/3 innings, though. 13 strikeouts. Opponents are batting 179. Pitched all over to Park on the 2-0. Is in there a called strike 2-1 on Eddie Park. Park of the plate, Jacob Gonzalez, shortstop, is awaiting on deck. Bottom of the first inning, 2-1 count on the center fielder Park. Pitch delivered. Breaking ball up and then stairs. In and out of the glove. That's a 3-1 count. Shortstop Gonzalez is at the on-deck circle. Calvin Harrison, the hole batting fourth. Jordan Sprinkle, third baseman, hole bat fifth. Batting sixth is a DH in Ryan Galaney. Has a 3-1 pitch delivered. Breaking ball low and outside. Ball four. That'll be in now a walk for Eddie Park. One out now in this bottom of the first inning. Jacob Gonzalez at the plate with Eddie Park on first base. Bloss's first pitch delivered is a breaking ball outside corner. Count is 0-1. One count on Gonzalez of the night off last night. First round pick by the Chicago White Sox out of Ole Miss. Pitch delivered by the righty. In the dirt blocked by the catcher, Gilmet. It's even at 1-1. Rest of the order for the ballers tonight. Sprinkle batting fifth. Batting sixth is the DH in Ryan Galaney. Batting seventh, first baseman Yannick Bettencourt. Batting eighth, Ryan McCarthy, the right fielder. And batting ninth is Wilmer Sanchez at third base. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Got him with a fastball upstairs. And Gonzalez now down 1-2. Defensively tonight for Fayetteville, Lofton, Molina, and Fisher in the outfield. In the infield, it goes Johnson, Matthews, Ferreras, and below. Behind the dish is Garrett Gilmet. 1-2 count, pitch delivered, runner going. Fastball to the plate is outside, 2-2 count, throwing a second, is not in time. Matthews couldn't make the grab. He probably would have had Eddie Park at second. Instead, it's a stolen base. That's now a runner in scoring position for Kannapolis. A 2-2 count, one out. In this bottom of the first inning, and a runner on second. Gonzalez, the shortstop, is at the plate looking for a base hit here. That would send Kannapolis into a lead. Pitch delivered. And the third again. This one gets loose from Gilmet and back into the infield. And the third will go Park, a wild pitch from Bloss. Puts the runner at third. So now runner 90 feet away with one out here in this bottom of the first inning. So now infield will be forced to play in. A 3-2 count, one out. Bottom of the first inning. Bloss is 3-2 on the way. Swinging a fly ball left center field, trailing into left center. That'll be playable for Molina. He'll make the grab for the out. Tagging from third is Park. Going to be a play at the plate. Throw comes in. It's not in time. Eddie Park will slide in safely. And the Ballers have taken an early 1-0 lead. A sack fly from Jacob Gonzalez scores the run. Two outs now, but the runner scores. It's Park. And Kannapolis has a 1-0 lead. Calvin Harris will dig in with a fresh slate. Nobody on the base paths and two out. Two outs, bottom of the first. Calvin Harris is at the plate. Jake Bloss allowing a run. Pitch delivered by the righty. Outside, a 1-0 count. Jake Bloss allowing his fourth run and third earned. He did appear once a couple of times against the Down East Wood Ducks. Twice, actually, in the last week's series. 1-0 is inside. A count moves to 2-0. 2-0 count, two outs. Last time out for Bloss, 3 1/3. He didn't allow any earned runs. He had one unearned. Four walks and six punch outs. 2-0 to Harris. Inside and low. Count is 3-0. Jake Bloss, a former Georgetown Hoya third round pick. He's actually the highest draft pick in Georgetown Hoya's program history. Prefore being with Georgetown was at Lafayette in the Patriot League. As a 3-0 is a bit inside for ball four. Calvin Harris is the second walk of the night for the Ballers. They've already picked up a couple of base runners tonight via the free pass. So that'll be 1-2 out for Jordan Sprinkle. Sprinkle Sprinkle, the second baseman tonight, has played all around the infield for the Ballers. Pitch delivered by Bloss is a bit in there, but a called strike. It is 0-1. Bloss, before joining Georgetown, was at Lafayette. He actually won the Big East Pitcher of the Year with Georgetown, an 8-4 record. 0-1 is in and out of the glove of Gilnett. That ball gets loose. To second goes Harris. Going to be a tough scoring decision, but nonetheless, moving will be Calvin Harris. It'll be a wild pitch for the time being. A 1-1 count on Sprinkle. A 1-1 count on Jordan. He got a two-run homer again last night. That did give Kannapolis a 5-3 lead, and they held on thanks to some good pitching from Cole Ramage. Blossel set, looking at first. 1-1. So we're going to foul ball. That'll hit off the signing and end up a souvenir on the sweet level. Count is now 1-2. 1-2 count with two outs. Bottom of the first inning. Ballers already on top. 1-0 thanks to a sacrifice fly from Jacob Gonzalez. 1-2 pitch from Bloss. Swinging on another foul ball from Sprinkle. That'll end up on a cannonballer way. Count is still 1-2. They're going to change to a passed ball on the pitch that moved Harris up a base. So instead of a wild pitch, it goes as a passed ball. 1-2 count with two outs. Bottom of the first inning. Ballers up 1-0, and they get a run off of Jake Bloss. 1-2 count. Pitch delivered by the righty. Swing and a miss. Got him to the breaking ball. No one outside. Sprinkle is the first strikeout victim for Bloss of the night. And we're through one inning in Atrium Health Ballpark. Kannapolis on top 1-0. They're being out hit 1-0, but they do lead. That's the stat that counts. Top of the second we go. Ballers will face below Ferraris and Lofton when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. Top of the second inning, Ricardo Bello stands in. First pitch delivered by Paulette is a bit outside, a 1-0 count. Now on Ricardo Bello. It'll be Bello, Ferraris, and Jackson Lofton due up. Top of the second, Ballers on top, 1-0, thanks to a sack fly from Jacob Gonzalez. 1-0 fouled off. Count is now even at 1-1. Bello, Ferraris, and Lofton due up. Top of the second inning, a 1-0 game. Ballers on top. They still have yet to get their first hit of the night. Paulette on the mound, his second inning of work. Again, a short leash for Paulette. He won't go more than four. Will the righty from Arkansas, 1-1 in the way. Fastball upstairs, 2-1 on the switch hitting below. Paulette has not gone longer than four innings in a single outing. As most pitches delivered in a single game, you have to go back to the 14th of July. He went 68 pitches, and that was his best outing of the year. Pitches inside in the dirt, 4-0, 3-1. In that outing, he struck out 7, which is a season high. 3 walks, 1 run, it was a home run, 3 hits against the Columbia Fireflies down at Sanger Park. 3-1 count, Paul Little set from the line, 3-1 pitch. Fastball just a bit outside for all 4. Not sure where that one missed, but it did miss outside. It'll be a leadoff walk to Ricardo Below. His second walk of the night for Paul Ed. One on, nobody out for Pascanel Ferreras. Pascanel Ferreras, the former Western Carolina Catamount, will stand in for another chance against the Ballers pitching staff this week. Ferreras hasn't had a too bad a week at the plate. He's had 2 hits, both singles. He does have 1 RBI. Pitch hacked and a missed, 0-1 on to Ferreras. A lot of speed in the on-deck circle. Jackson Lofton is awaiting. 0-1 count, nobody out. Paul Little sent, pitch delivered. Breaking ball on the outside corner, a called strike. It's 0-2 on Pascanel Ferreras. O-2 count, nobody out. Pauletta worked from the wind. Pitch delivered by the righty. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out of a breaking ball, and Paulette has his first punch out of the night. Pascanel Ferreras goes swing and a miss, and one out now. Jackson Lofton awaiting on deck. Jackson Lofton will stand in. One out and a runner on. Lofton, a lot of speed. But this week hasn't shown it off much. Just 1 stolen base, and he's been caught stealing twice. Pitch in the dirt, blocked by the catcher, Calvin Harris. It is 1-0. On the year, actually, he leads the Carolina League actively, only trailing one guy, and it's Chandler Simpson, who was recently promoted up to the Bowling Green Hot Rods in the Tampa Bay Rays organization. 1-0 count, Paulette's pitch. And they're called strike. It's 1-1 on Jackson Lofton. Lofton has a grand total of 58 stolen bases on the year. Again, only trailing Chandler Simpson, who had 81 before leaving the Charleston River Dogs. Now he's in high A with the Bowling Green Hot Rods. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Got him the breaking ball. It's 1-2. Actually, funny enough, Chandler Simpson now with Bowling Green. In the Tampa Bay Rays organization, Billy Hamilton just got signed after being released by the White Sox, but to the Tampa Bay Rays, and assigned to Bowling Green for a few games just to get his feet back under him. Of course, Billy Hamilton, one of the fastest players in baseball. 1-2, check swing, he goes around on it. Looked like a T-Rex swinging a Bodor, and it's another strikeout for Paulette. His second of the night, Jackson Lofton goes down swinging at the third strike of the night. 2 outs now, and due up is the center fielder, Leo's Danny Molina. Two outs and a runner on for the Woodpeckers. Molina at the plate, crowding the batter's box towards the plate. First pitch, wave and a miss on a 92-mile-an-hour heater. It's 0-1. Ballers tonight, blue tops. Ballers in white across the front. Red numbers, yellow stars. Adorning the inside of the red numbers. White pants, red socks, anybody who's decided to pull them up. All blue caps with Boomer, our beloved mustachioed mask on in the front. 0-1 a bit outside, 1-1 on Leo's Danny Molina. Woodpeckers going with their red alternates tonight. Going red tops, black numbers outlined in white. Gray pants with black piping. Black socks for anybody who's decided to pull the pants up to the knees. Black caps, red brim with a Fayetteville script F on the front. And on the front of the jerseys, it reads The Ville. As a nod to Fayetteville's own J. Cole. 1-1. Fouled off down the first baseline. That'll be a souvenir for a lucky fan. It's 1-2. Of course, J. Cole, one of the best rappers alive. That's a fact, not an opinion. 1-2 count with 2 outs. Paulette on the mound, taking a peek at first. A good lead for Ricardo Below. Paulette will deal the 1-2. Taking his time on the mound, telling with the timing. 3 seconds, pitch on the way. A little bit outside and low. Count is 2-2. It's the first time we've seen Paulette kind of toying with the pitch clock all year. And you had 18 seconds in between pitches with runners in on a base. Paulette was set at about 11 pitches, and he waited. 2-2 in the dirt, and this time low, picked out by Harris. It's 3-2. Paulette was set at about 11 seconds and decided to wait down to about 3 seconds, so he stood there completely still for about 8 seconds, and it was a little unnatural. Paulette trying to mess with the timing of Leo's Danny Molina. 3-2 count, 2 outs. Paulette will set, runner will take off. Pitch delivered. Swinging a ground ball to third, easy play for Sanchez. He'll set and fire across in time for the out. Leo's Danny Molina is retired, a 5-3 ground out. And that's the third out of the second inning here at Atrium Health Ballpark. So leadoff walk, 2 strikeouts and a ground out for Peyton Paulette. And he's through 2 innings, allowing nothing but a hit and a pair of walks. To the second we go, Gillaney, Betancourt, and McCarthy do up when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. Bottom of the second inning at Atrium Health Ballpark. It'll be Ryan Gillaney leading it off. Yonaker Betancourt, Ryan McCarthy do up. In this bottom of the second inning, Ballers on top 1-0. They are being out hit 1-0 by the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, but it isn't hits that wins the game, it's runs. First pitch to Ryan Gillaney is a bit inside from Bloss, a 1-0 count. Ryan Gillaney, the former Wofford Terrier, at the plate. He had a home run in last night's affair against Fayetteville, 1-0. This one's fouled off. He got a piece of it. It is fouled back. It's a 1-1 count. Gillaney just 2-for-13 on the week. 2 RBI. He had a homer last night, as mentioned. 4 strikeouts with 1 walk mixed in there. Hitting better against righties at 277. And the 1-1 is a bit inside from Bloss. It's 2-1. Jake Bloss from just up the road in Greensboro, North Carolina. Was just up there last week, actually exactly a week ago today. 2-1 count from the line, pinch delivered by Bloss. This one's fouled off, and Gillaney will now have a 2-2 count. Just a week ago, was actually up in Greensboro. Really good taco spot up there. Of course, being a foodie, it's hard to not think of a city and go, oh, that place has this really good restaurant, this really good ice cream shop. Fill in the blank. If you list any city in the Carolina League, I'll tell you exactly where to go for food or coffee. I can definitely help you there. 2-2. This one's inside and low. Count will run full now on Ryan Gillaney. Fayetteville actually had a really good barbecue spot that Andrew Chapman, the voice of the Peckers this week, told me randomly just closed down. And it is heartbreaking. 3-2. This one's line is short. Diving after it is Matthews. He can't get there. That one's in a left for a base hit. Ryan Gillaney has his third hit of the week. And it's a leadoff single for the Ballers. Their first hit of the night. It's a no-no-no-mo for the arm in Jake Bloss. One on, nobody out. And due up is Yonaker Betancourt. Betancourt will stand in for his first at-bat. A night off last night. Was able to enjoy an evening off, although Betancourt, Harris, and The other catcher, Juan Gonzalez, none of the three guys ever have a night off. They're either playing or they're helping warm up guys in the bullpen. Pitch will have to wait. Check on the runner at first is not in time. As at first is Gallini. Gallini not a huge stolen base threat. He is 2-for-3 in stolen bases, but he doesn't do that very often. First pitch delivered. This one's up and inside. Almost buzzes the tower of Yonaker Bettencourt. Oh, and it'll be a 1-0 count as he ducks out of the way. 1-0 count on Bettencourt. First baseman Ryan McCarthy awaiting on deck is the right fielder. Pitch from Bloss. And there are called strike 1-1. Bettencourt this week still searching for his first hit. He's 0-for-8 with one walk and three punchouts. He had a 13-game on-base streak going on that snap this week. 1-1. Fastball in there on a called strike. Now 1-2. A 94-mile-an-hour heater from Jake Bloss that was placed perfectly. The Woodpeckers have put together a nice little stretch on the mound this week. They've had some good pitching. 1-2, runner going. Up and in, almost hits Bettencourt, and it'll be in and out of the glove of the catcher, Gilman. Bit of a weird scenario. Runner was going on the play, so Gallini will take the stolen base. Runner at second now for the Ballers, and a count at 2-2 on Yonaker Bettencourt. So Gallini now in scoring position. Bettencourt with an opportunity to bring him home against the righty Jake Bloss. 2-2 pitch. Inside, Bettencourt almost gets hit in the hands again. It's 3-2. Bettencourt does crowd the plate. He does tend to kind of give the hitters a difficult time. 3-2 count, nobody out. It's the bottom of the second inning here in Kannapolis. Bloss's full count offering to Bettencourt. This one is flailed at and lifted high and foul. It'll be a souvenir for a lucky fan. And it'll end up actually on a cannonball away and hits the roof. Count is full at 3-2. Jake Bloss, the fifth arm used as a starter this week. Tomorrow, the starting arm appeared in the bullpen on Tuesday. Trey Dombrowski, 3-2. This one's popped up foul. Another one onto the roof. Count remains full. Trey Dombrowski appeared out of the bullpen back on Tuesday, and he will start tomorrow. Well, the former Monmouth Southpaw, now the all-time leader in single-season strikeouts for the Woodpeckers. 3-2, Bettencourt flails and misses, and it'll strike out there. One out now. It's the second punch out of the night for the righty Jake Bloss. One out, runner on second for Ryan McCarthy. So McCarthy will dig in for another at-bat. Actually has changed his approach now as his first pitch is a bit inside from Bloss. A breaking ball is 1-0. Ryan McCarthy, former Citadel, a two-sport athlete, played football and baseball. 1-0 count. Bloss looks at second. Pitch delivered by the righty. Swinging a high fly ball down the left field line. Foul. Count will even at 1-1. Actually, it was kind of fun earlier today. We were getting some work done, of course, but then had a few moments to pop down to the clubhouse to get last-minute updates on tonight's game and all that. And Ryan McCarthy's down there, and he is glued to one of the four TVs down in the clubhouse. And he was watching one other sport. What he be watching? College football. 1-1 on the way. Low and inside. Count is 2-1 on the right fielder, Ryan McCarthy. Of course, played quarterback at the Citadel for a year. Then he ended up moving to wide receiver and was a very talented wide receiver at the Citadel. Ended up playing baseball as well, and the White Sox picked him up in a free agent deal. 2-1, grounded towards first. That'll land foul, though. Count evens at 2-2. This was about 2:30 today. So what other game were we watching? Well, we were watching that Colorado and TCU game. My goodness. Coach Prime Deion Sanders picking up the victory out in Colorado. 2-2 count with one out. Ryan McCarthy at the plate. trying to help the Ballers pick up a victory on this Saturday evening. 2-2 count. Bloss with a look at second. Pitch delivered. McCarthy will take up and away. Count will run full. On the week, Ryan, 0-for-1 with a walk. He only appeared once earlier this week. That was in the second game of the doubleheader back on Thursday. McCarthy currently on a 7-game on-base streak. 3-2 pitch from Bloss. This one's fouled off of the protective netting. High home plate count remains full. Count, one out, bottom second. Ballers are on top, 1-0. Runner at second is Ryan Gillaney. Wilbur Sanchez is awaiting on deck. Ryan McCarthy at the plate. And Georgia boy. 3-2 count, Bloss on the mound. He'll look in, pitch delivered. So we're going to ground ball to third. This one gets by Johnson. It's going to roll down the line and left for an extra base hit. Grounding third and at home is Gillaney. To second goes McCarthy. And it's another run of the board for the Ballers. An RBI double for the right fielder, Ryan McCarthy. And the Ballers have doubled their lead. It's 2-0 here in the bottom of the second inning. McCarthy picks up another double on his night. His season. That's his first at-bat of the night. We're in the second inning. McCarthy's at second, his sixth double on the year, and another RBI is eighth on the season. One out and a runner on second. Now a mound visit has been called. Wilbur Sanchez will stand in. Bottom two, one out. Wilbur Sanchez will stand in as Jake Bloss gets a mound visit from Zach Wilkins, the pitching coach for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers out of the Houston Astros organization. There is now a righty going to get up and get loose down the line. For Fayetteville, it's Dury Carrasco. Sanchez will dig in, runner on second with one out. Jake Bloss already approaching 50 pitches on his 90s through an inning and a third. Pitch delivered, McCarthy takes off for third, throwing inside and low, and a safe at third is McCarthy. They're going to try to appeal, saying Sanchez is in the way. Instead, no, he said he's in the batter's box. Gilmet trying to talk to Chris Janke, the home plate umpire. Gilmet not thrilled the call. Instead, a stolen bag for McCarthy. He is in at third safely. Runner on third, one out. Sanchez with a runner 90 feet away from scoring. 1-0 count. Bloss will work from the wine. Pitch delivered. Low and outside again. Count will move to 2-0. Sanchez, the third baseman tonight. Definitely has the arm to play the hot corner. You got to have a little bit of an arm to play that hot corner and throw it across. 2-0. This one's lined up the middle in the center for a base hit. Big at 3-0 Ballers here in the bottom of the second inning. Wilbur Sanchez with an RBI single. That puts another run on the board. Ryan McCarthy will score. Sanchez in with an RBI base knock. And the Ballers lead 3-0 over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. They've put up three runs here over Jake Bloss, the righty. Wilbur Sanchez with another base knock and his 36th RBI of the season. That puts Riku Nishida at the plate with one on and one out. Sanchez, the team leader in stolen bases. Definitely with a huge lead over. He'll take off for the second base back. One out, pitch delivered. Throwing a second is not in time. Sanchez swipes the base, and the Ballers are running through the night here at Atrium Health Ballpark. It's one on and one out, and the runner in scoring position and a 1-0 count on Riku Nishida. Nishida with his second at-bat of the night. First time up, he grounded out. Pitch delivered is low and at the plate. Count is 2-0. Sanchez at second after swiping a base. That's now four stolen bases on the night for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. There's been an emphasis tonight in swiping bags against the young righty and Jake Bloss. 2-0 pitch. This one's lifted in the air into left field. Playable, though, for Jackson Lofton. He will reach under it and make the grab for the out. Fly out into left for Riku Nishida. He is the second out of the inning. Now due up will be Eddie Park, the center fielder. Former Stanford outfielder Eddie Park will stand in. with Sanchez at second and two out. Ballers lead now 3-0 over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. In a game that Kannapolis has put together, a nice little stretch of offense. Pitch delivered by Bloss. Inside, it hits Park on the side. It'll be a HBP. Park will take a free pass to first on the HBP. 2-1 now for Kannapolis and two out. Two up now, Jacob Gonzalez. Enduri Carrasco, the arm getting loose down the line for the Woodpeckers. International free agent signee in 2016. A longtime arm in the Astros organization. Gonzalez, the shortstop, steps in. First time up, he flew out into center field on a sac fly that scored the runner. Pitch delivered. He fouls this one off over my head. Count will be 0-1 on Jacob Gonzalez. An 0-1, but he did fly out and get the RBI in. 0-1 count. Two outs. Bloss on the mound at 53 pitches. 0-1. Inside corner, a called strike. It's 0-2. Count. Two outs. Bottom second. Ballers on top. 3-0. Out hitting Fayetteville now 3-1. 0-2 pitch delivered. Breaking ball just a bit inside on Jacob Gonzalez. It's 1-2. Gonzalez, the former Ole Miss Rebel, 15th overall pick by the White Sox in 2023. He was the 2021 Freshman of the Year in collegiate baseball. Definitely a strong talent in the White Sox system. 1-2 outside, taking off for third is Sanchez, sliding in, and he is safe at third. Another stolen base for La Chispa. Wilbur Sanchez, about five stolen bases for the Ballers tonight. Runners on the corners, a 2-2 count with Jacob Gonzalez at the plate. So 2-2 count. That's five stolen bags in the night for the Ballers. How about six? 2-2 is low at the plate. Throwing to second. Is it loose in? That'll allow Sanchez to break home. He will step on home. It'll be a stolen base for the runner Park. And then it'll be an E2 on the throw that scores Sanchez. How about 4-0 Kannapolis? That's their sixth stolen base of the night. Eddie Park now is at second. Sanchez scores on the E2 on the throw from the catcher Gilmet. Six stolen bags for the Ballers. It's 4-0 in the bottom of the second inning. A full count on Jacob Gonzalez, the shortstop. Runner at second is Park with a very good lead. Pitch delivered by Bloss inside from all four. And the inning will continue now in this bottom of the second inning as down 2-1 for Kannapolis and two out for Calvin Harris. Harris will stand in, but not before Ricky Rivera comes out. And it looks like Jake Bloss's night is going to come to an end. He's allowed six stolen bases. It'll be a new arm on the way for the Woodpeckers. We'll take a quick break and be right back. Ballers on top, 4-0 over Fayetteville in this Saturday night showdown at Atrium Health Ballpark. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live.
Thank you.
Calvin Harris will stand in. A new arm on the mound is Dury Carrasco. His first pitch of the night is a little bit up and into Calvin Harris. It's a 1-0 count on the Boulders catcher. The barehanded backstop, Calvin Harris. He digs in. Jacob Gonzalez at first. At second is Eddie Park. Kannapolis on top, 4-0. They're out hitting Fayetteville 3-1. As the Boulders already have a 6 stolen bases on the night. And it is still in the second inning tonight. 1-1 is your count as Harris waves and misses. Count is now even at 1-1. Kannapolis is actually the last place team in the Carolina League as a team in stolen bases on the year. They didn't steal a lot of bags before today. 1-1 is on the inside corner, a called strike, 1-2. As a team, they're last place in stolen bases. Tonight they have 6, and it's only in the second inning. It's just the fourth time in Cannonballers history that the Ballers have had 6 stolen bases in a single game. That dates back to 2021 to now, as Harris will wave the 1-2 and miss. It's a strikeout for Dury Carrasco, and that is the third out of the second inning. So we're through 2 innings. Ballers on top, 4-0. One more little note on that. Fourth time the Cannonballers have swiped 6 bags in a game. All 4 times, it's been against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Crazy stuff. That's why we love baseball here in Kannapolis. Top of the third inning, will we go? Peyton Paul led them out. We'll be right back after a quick break on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully. With Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Top of the order, due up the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Top of the third inning, Cam Fisher, Bryce Matthews, Garrett Gilmet due up here in this top of the third inning. Peyton Paulette returns to the mound. His third inning of work for the righty, who has been sharp. Just one hit, a pair of walks allowed for the righty from Arkansas. First pitch to Fisher has been outside. Count is 1-0. Definitely want to be careful against Cam Fisher, a very heavy power bat. Former Charlotte 49er from just down the road. 1-0 breaking ball inside corner. A 1-1 count now on Cam Fisher. Fisher, the former Charlotte 49er, just third in the country last year, this past college season, in home runs. 1-1 a bit outside, 2-1 your count. He only trailed Jack Caglione from Florida, who's going to be a top 10 pick next year. And then Brock Wilkin, who is a former Wake Forest Demon Deacon, who's now in the Brewers organization. 2-1 is on the inside corner, 2-2 on Cam Fisher. Fisher in right field, can control the outfield, mainly played right field at Charlotte. Down at Robert and Mary of Hayes Stadium on the campus at Charlotte. 2-2 count, nobody out. Paulette from the line, pitch delivered to Fisher. Wave and a foul tip. He got just a piece of it to the backstop. It goes. Count will stay at 2-2. Fisher a single. It's the only hit of the night for Fayetteville. He has been the leader at the plate practically all week for Fayetteville. Batting a whopping .455. He's got 5 hits. It's a team high. 2-2 is inside. Count is full. 5 hits, 2 doubles. No home runs for Fayetteville this week. And now the old broadcaster's curse. That will put a damper into it. Full count, nobody out. Pitch delivered by Paulette. Up and away for ball four. Cam Fisher on base for the second time tonight. He's reached on a walk and now a single. One on and nobody out for Bryce Matthews. So while Cam Fisher has been a bright spot for the Woodpeckers this week, Bryce Matthews is in a little bit of a struggle at the plate. Two hits and 11 at-bats entering tonight with two RBI. First time up, he popped down to the shortstop, Gonzalez. Paulette will work now from the stretch with Fisher at first. Pitch delivered. Matthews will rope this one into center field. Hit well. Park backtracking. Just shy of the warning track. Makes the grab for the out. That'll be a fly out into center for Bryce Matthews. A F8. Fisher retreats to first. So one on and one out. Garrett Gilmet, catcher, will wait on deck. One out now, top of the third. Ballers lead 4-0. It's been three hits, but the notable stat, six stolen bases. One out in the inning. Pitch delivered by Paulette. Breaking ball inside. It's a 1-0 count on the catcher, Garrett Gilmet. He flew out in the center his last time up. Out to Eddie Park. Again, Paulette has kept the Woodpeckers off the base paths. Just two walks and a single. Excuse me, three walks. And a single. 1-0 count, pitch delivered. In the dirt, blocked by the catcher, Harris. Count is 2-0. 2-0 count, one out. Top of the third inning. Paulette on the mound, making his fourth appearance against Fayetteville this year. Entering the 9-0-1, a 4.22 ERA against the Woodpeckers. 2-0 count, one out. Pitch delivered. Just a bit up and away. It's 3-0. Entering tonight, Paulette, 10 2/3 against Fayetteville. 15 strikeouts, 2 walks. Woodpeckers are batting 238 against Peyton Paulette. Entering tonight's matchup on this wonderful Saturday evening. Postgame fireworks on tap. 3-0 is a bit outside for ball four. Four walks now on the night for Peyton Paulette. He has struggled a little bit with the free passes as of late. This is his second game in now his last three where he has walked a couple as now Smith, and it looks like Pat Leland, Blake Hickman, and Austin Smith are all going to, well, nope, they're going to put Leland and Smith back in the dugout. Blake Hickman's going to come talk with Peyton Paulette. As it looked like Paulette asked for Hickman to come out and talk. And usually when there's a motion to the dugout to say, hey, come talk to me, first thought that always goes into the brain is the trainer. That's never a fun sight to see a trainer walking out to the pitcher. So Gilmet is the fourth walk of the night for Paulette. Again, this is his second game in his last three where he has walked four batters in an outing. Only the second time he's done it all year as well. That was against the Carolina Mudcats here at home. Kind of having a similar outing as his last one. Ball had walked four, but he only allowed those four walks. No hit batters, and only two hits. He's allowed one tonight, and it's a 4-0 Ballers on top lead. First pitch is on the outside corner to Juan Santander. 0-1 on the DH Santander. Beautiful night here at Atrium Health Ballpark. A great crowd on hand. Post-game fireworks in the penultimate home game of the season for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. 0-1 pitch. Fouled off by Santander. That'll end up on a Cannonballer way. It is 0-2. Get after tonight. Only one game tomorrow here at home, and that's it. Ballers will send everyone off with post-game fireworks tomorrow. And then they'll head the road for six games, and that's the season. 0-2 is low and outside. Harris will block. It's a 1-2 count. Kannapolis will head to Lynchburg, and they're actually going to try to play spoiler. The Lynchburg Hillcats locked in a tight race in the North Division with the Carolina Mudcats. They are two games back of Carolina or Lynchburg. So Kannapolis will go up and try to play spoiler. Meanwhile, the Fayetteville Woodpeckers will go play the now clinched in Charleston Riverdogs. 1-2, swung and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Three punch outs now for Peyton Paulette. Santander down on strikes. So that's two out. Two on now still for Fayetteville. Two outs. And due up is Ryan Johnson. Charleston actually clinched the South Division second half crown last night. And they went over Myrtle Beach, a 9-7 win over the Pelicans. First pitch to Ryan Johnson, fouled off. Count is 0-1 on the third baseman, Ryan Johnson. First time up, grounded into a fielder's choice. Pretty much same scenario here. Runners at second and first. 0-1 count, two outs. We're an hour into tonight's game. Top of the third, pitch delivered. Looking at a foul tip off the mask of Calvin Harris, and he will take off the mask for a second, collect his thoughts. Hopefully he's not seeing too many stars. As he will take a second to collect himself, Paulette will get a fresh pearly white baseball from Chris Jenke. As now Pat Leland and the trainer Austin Smith coming out to check on Calvin Harris, who got hit in the face with a foul ball. Just making sure he's okay. Ever fun to get hit in the coconut with a foul tip. So Leland and Smith will depart back to the dugout. 0-2 count on Ryan Johnson. Two outs, Ricardo Belo, switch hitter awaiting on deck. 2-1 for Fayetteville, top of the third. Get you downtown scoreboard look next time up. 0-2, low and outside. The count is now 1-2 on Ryan Johnson. Get you the out-of-town scoreboard look in the bottom of the third inning as we're about an hour into tonight's game. 1-2 count with two outs. Paulette with a look at second. Fisher there, pitch delivered. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Another punch out for Peyton Paulette. They get now four on his night through three innings. Not too shabby from the righty. That'll send us into the bottom of the third inning. Ballers still lead 4-0. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network in Valley Live. 4-0. Kannapolis on top.
Baseball fans, introducing Valley Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Jordan Sprinkle leads it off here in this bottom of the third inning. Sprinkle, Galaney, and Yonaker Betancourt. Yuri Carrasco's pitch is grounded towards third, backhanded by Johnson across the diamond. Makes the grab for the out at first is below. One pitch, one out, a ground out in the infield. So one out recorded. 5-3 put out for Sprinkle. He's now 0-2. Two up is the DH in Ryan Galaney. So just like that, a quick ground out for Sprinkle. Galaney will stand in. He is 1-for-1 tonight with a stolen base and a single. Dury Carrasco on the mound. Second arm used by Fayetteville tonight. First pitch delivered. Galaney takes inside. It's 1-0. Elsewhere tonight in the Carolina League, busy night, of course, for baseball. A lot of teams wrapping up their final Knights at home on the Saturdays. Pitches in there are called strike. 1-1 on Galaney. Top of the third right now in Columbia. The Fireflies and Shorebirds are deadlocked at 2-2. Bottom seven, Augusta on top, 4-2 over Salem. 1-1. Fouled off by Galaney. That'll run to 1-2. Bottom of the eighth inning, Fredericksburg leads 2-1 over Lynchburg. And the Hillcats trying to scrap their way back into the playoff race. Fredericksburg sits on the outside looking in at 3.5 games back. Lynchburg at 2 games behind. The leading Carolina Mudcats, who already have finished tonight's game up at Five County Stadium. 1-2 count, one out. Pitch delivered by Carrasco. Swing and a miss. Got him with a breaking ball. Galaney down on strikes. Two outs. Yonaker Betancourt due up. Bottom of the seventh inning, Myrtle Beach on top over Charleston 4-0. I think the River Dogs might have partied a little too hard last night. They did clinch the playoff spot, but they're being out hit 10-2, and they trail 4-0 in the top of the eighth inning. A couple of finals to note. Columbia takes game one of the doubleheader. It's 11-4. They take the first game of their doubleheader with Delmarva. Carrasco's first pitch to Betancourt. In there a called strike. It's 0-1. Carolina already final against Down East. They win with authority, 13-1. They take the victory. 0-1 pitch. Foul tipped by Yonaker Betancourt. Count will run to 0-2. And Carolina winning 13-1. Logan Henderson with his fourth win of the year. Columbia winning 11-4. A couple high-scoring games in the South and North Divisions. 0-2 grounded to second. Routine play for Ferreras. To first, he goes for the out. A 5-3 ground out, a strikeout, and a 4-3 ground out. All on the mound for Dury Carrasco. His night is definitely so far so good. He's faced four batters and sat all of them down. That'll send us top of the fourth inning. Paul Lett back on the mound, and we come back on the Maulers Baseball Network and Valley Live. Ricardo Belleau steps in to face Peyton Paul Hunt, who's been in the driver's seat all night for Kannapolis. First pitch up and away. A 1-0 count on Belleau. It'll be Belleau, Ferraris, and Lofton due up. Top of the fourth inning, Peyton Paulette back out for his fourth inning of work. He's sitting at 57 pitches, probably not too much longer on his night. We'll see how much longer he goes as the 1-0 is popped up at foul ground. Third baseman Sanchez chasing, running out of room. He tries to barehand it, but doesn't make the grab. It'll be a 1-1 count on Belleau. Sanchez could have made that grab, but he tried to barehand it. It'll be a 1-1 count, nobody out. Sanchez could have made that snag. Instead, he tried to barehand it. 1-1 count on Belleau. As Paulette, as we mentioned, has been a driving force for Kannapolis tonight. Four walks, yes, but four strikeouts. And he's allowed just one hit. 4-0 Ballers lead here in the top of the fourth. 1-1 pitch. In there, placed for a called strike on a fastball. It is 1-2. 1-2 count with nobody out. Top of the fourth. Ben Butel, the lefty, getting loose down the line for the Ballers. 1-2 pitch. Line drive center field. Eddie Park standing there. He barely has to move. He makes the grab for the out. It'll be a fly out into center for Ricardo Belleau. One down now, due up will be Pascanel Ferreras. Pascanel Ferreras, 0-1 with a strikeout. We'll dig in against Paulette for his second time. Paulette at four punch outs. Ferreras was one of those four back in the second inning. From the line, pitch delivered. Fastball upstairs, a 1-0 count on the second baseman, Pascanel Ferreras. Paulette now at over 60 pitches. He's at 62. He'll work from the line, 1-0 to Ferreras. Fouled off. Count is 1-1. Ballers out hitting Fayetteville 3-1. Their only hit of the night for the Woodpeckers was the very first batter of the game. It was Cam Fisher with a leadoff single. It's been truly a leadoff single. Nothing else for Fayetteville. 1-1. Low and inside. Count is 2-1. 2-1 count. One out. Ferreras at the plate. His first time up, he struck out. Paulette working at his pace from the line. 2-1. Chopper towards third. Instead, it's drifting towards short. Gonzalez makes the play. Crosses body in time for the out. Nice play of short by Gonzalez. Called Sanchez off. And a ground ball in the hole. So two outs, a 6-3 put out. Jackson Lofton is now due up. So Jackson Lofton due up. But it looks like Pat Leland's come out. That'll be the end of the night for Peyton Paulette. He has eclipsed his pitch count on the night, 65 pitches on the dot, 36 strikes. Paulette, in his final start at home here in 2023, impresses with four shutout innings, four strikeouts, four walks, but 3 2/3 total in the book. Shuts down the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Ben Butel will take over on the mound. We'll be right back after a quick break on the Ballers Baseball Network. Butel to take over. Well, after two outs here in this top of the fourth inning, Peyton Paulette's nine is complete. Ben Butel takes over on the mound, 6 foot, 165-pound, 23-year-old from Davenport, Iowa. His first pitch of the night, Ben Butel's pitch is lifted into right. Lofton is out on a fly out to right. Ryan McCarthy makes the snag, and now we're through four innings of clean work by the Ballers pitching staff. One pitch for Butel, and that's it. Bottom four we go for the Ballers. McCarthy, Sanchez, and Nishina do up when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network. And Valley Live. Ryan McCarthy will lead things off. Bottom of the fourth inning at Atrium Health Ballpark. Ballers lead 4-0. 3-1 hits total. Ballers and Woodpeckers fighting tonight in the final Saturday night game at Atrium Health Ballpark. Carrasco gets the first pitch delivery to McCarthy. It is a bit outside, a 1-0 count. Bottom of the fourth inning. McCarthy at the plate. 1-0 count. Carrasco's pitch. Upstairs, it's a 2-0 count. McCarthy, his first time up, a double, a stolen base, and he later scored. And it's one of six stolen bases of the night for the Ballers. 2-0. Inside corner, a called strike. It is now 2-1. Again, McCarthy, Sanchez, and Nishida do up. The bottom of the fourth against these Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Carrasco's 2-1 is delivered. Low and outside, 3-1. Carrasco entering tonight. A 4-5 record for the righty from Villa La Mata, Dominican Republic. 23 years of age for Dury Carrasco. And he spent last year with the Asheville Tourists and was actually demoted down to the Fayetteville Woodpeckers in the single-A level. 3-1 pitch delivered. McCarthy checks, swings, he goes around on it, says home plate umpire Chris Jenke. It's a full count. Dury Carrasco, 23 years of age. And a 20-23 with Fayetteville. This one is outside for ball four. Ryan McCarthy is on base for the second time tonight, this time with a free pass. So one on and nobody out. Due up is Wilbur Sanchez. Dury Carrasco debuted in relief on the 12th of April against the Fredericksburg Nationals. He became a pitcher this offseason. He was with the Astros organization as an infielder. As an infielder in minor league baseball, 228 with 9 homers and 64 RBI. Pitch is inside, a 1-0 count. Dury Carrasco again played two seasons with the Asheville Tourists as one of their shortstops. Now is a righty pitcher in Houston system, 1-0 pitch. Wave and a miss, now 1-1. Carrasco, a six-pitch mix. Fastball, he's got a four-seam and a two-seam. Changeup, slider, cutter, curveball. For Dury Carrasco in relief tonight of the starting arm. 1-1, this one's lifted in the right center field. That's going to drop for a base knock. Wilbur Sanchez has his second hit of the night. A multi-hit game now for La Chispa. The second goes McCarthy, and the Ballers offense is rocking and rolling. At the top of the order, Riku Nishida due up. Riku Nishida will stand in for his third at-bat of the night. Wilbur Sanchez has been on fire as of late, batting .296 in his last 10 games, and he continues it here with a two-hit night. First pitch to Nishida. Tap towards the shortstop position. Going to be a tough play for Matthews. He won't get there. Everybody's safe. And on the base path, Nishida is at first now. To second will go Sanchez, and to third goes McCarthy. Bases chock full of ballers with nobody out for Eddie Park. Just a weak squibbler up the middle from Riku Nishida. And it puts runners on every base. Bottom four. Eddie Park will stand in. And Nishida is at first. He reaches for the first time tonight. Park in his third at-bat. He walked and he was hit by a pitch. First pitch from Carrasco. Swinging a line drive foul down the third base side. It's 0-1. Bases are chucked full of ballers. 0-1 count on Eddie Park. Again, a walk, a pair of stolen bases, and a hit by pitch on the night for Eddie. It's been a productive night for the former Stanford outfielder. 0-1 from Carrasco. Line drive down the left field line again. This one is in the seating bowl. It'll land foul. It's 0-2. Jacob Gonzalez, three-hole batter awaiting on deck. Ballers lead 4-0 over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. They put up one in the first and three in the second. 0-2. Line drive. This one gets by the third baseman Johnson into left for a base hit. And it'll be McCarthy scoring. Everyone's just going to move up one base. It'll be an RBI single for Eddie Park. Everyone moves up exactly one base. McCarthy home. To third goes Sanchez. Nishida to second. And Eddie Park with another base hit. Third hit of the inning for Kannapolis. That's now six on the night. Runners still at every base. Bases chock full with nobody out for Jacob Gonzalez. So Jacob Gonzalez will get another opportunity to bat. He has got a sack fly and a walk to his name. First pitch is a breaking ball in there, a called strike. Count is 0-1. Gonzalez batting below the Mendoza line at .189 in his last 10 games. He does have a homer. It was at 2 Saturdays ago. 0-1 pitch. Wave and a miss. 0-1 becomes now 0-2. Gonzalez, 7 hits with 2 doubles and a homer in his last 10 games. Entering tonight's matchup. 0-2 count. Runners at every base, 0-2. Line drive down the left field side, foul. 0-2 remains your count. Calvin Harris awaiting on deck. Bottom four, ballers lead 5-0 over Fayetteville. 6 hits, and as noted, 6 stolen bases. 0-2 from Carrasco. Wave and a miss. Gonzalez goes after a changeup outside. That is a first out in the inning for Dury Carrasco. Gonzalez is down on strikes, one out, and Calvin Harris will stand in. One out, bottom four, 5-0 ballers. Here's the pitch from Harris. Grounded ball back towards short. Tough play. Johnson cuts it off. Fields and throws the first for the out. But the runner will score. Sanchez will cross the plate. Nishida will go to third. To second goes Eddie Park. Out at first is Harris. A 5-3 ground out on a bit of a chopper. Sanchez does score, though. It's 6-0 ballers. Two outs. Runners at second and third for Jordan Sprinkle. Sprinkle digs in, 2-1 and 2 out. Carrasco's pitch delivered. Pass Fastball outside. It is 0-1. Sprinkle a strikeout and a ground out on his nine. He's got two on base in Nishida and Park. Carrasco sets. 0-1 on the way. Inside. Count is now 1-1. Sprinkle again, a strikeout and a ground out. Trying to drive two more in. 6-0, Ballers lead, bottom of the fourth. Carrasco's pitch. Check swing, he goes around on it, it's 1-2. Ryan Galini awaiting on deck. For the Kannapolis Cannonballers, Sprinkle is the seventh batter of the inning against Dory Carrasco. Carrasco at two innings, he's allowed two total runs, but he struck out three. 1-2, inside, Sprinkle flies the hands up to get out of the way, it's 2-2. Sprinkle, a fourth-round pick in 2022 out of Palm Springs, California, QC Santa Barbara product. Pitch delivered by Carrasco on the 2-2. Popped up in the shallow center. It will be playable for Pascanel Ferreras. Called off, though, by the shortstop, Matthews. And the grab is made for the out. A P6 for Jordan Sprinkle. He is now a total of 0-4-3. But more damage done. Ballers, six runs on six hits tonight. They lead 6-0 over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Quick break. We'll be right back. Top of the fifth we go on the Ballers Baseball Network in Bally Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Two up in the order for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. It's Leo's Danny Molina stepping in against Ben Butel back for his second inning of work, technically, as he did toss one pitch in the bottom of the in the top of the fourth, and he got the fly out into right from Jackson Lofton. It's an 0-1 count as Molina waves and misses. Butel's 0-1 delivered. Low and inside, 1-1 on Leo's Danny Molina. Ben Butel, 5-4 on the year. And 3.57 ERA. Pitch delivered on the 1-1 is a bit low. It's 2-1 on Molina. 45 and a third innings pitch entering tonight. 43 strikeouts, 15 walks for Ben Butel. 2-1 on the way. Chop towards first. Playable for Betancourt. Covering at first is Butel. Nice PFP, and it's a 3-1 putout of Leo's Danny Molina. One down now, and nobody on base for the right fielder, Cam Fisher. Cam Fisher digs in with one out and nobody on base. He has reached base twice tonight with a single and a walk. First pitch from Butel is on the inside corner, a called strike. It is 0-1. Cam Fisher, part of a loaded Charlotte 49ers roster that ended up winning the Conference USA Championship earlier this year in 2023. 0-1 is broken in there, called strike. It's 0-2. That was, of course, before the 49ers moved to the American Athletic Conference in July. So now the Niners will have to play some new opponents. 0-2 count, one out, top five from the line. Butel's pitch. Waving a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Ben Butel with his first punch out of the night. Five punch outs as a unit for the Cannonballers. First of the night for Butel. Two outs, and now due up is Bryce Matthews. Butel will work from the line. First pitch to Matthews is a bit upstairs, but called a strike. It's 0-1. 0-1 count. Butel kind of pounding the strike zone. This will be his ninth pitch of the night on the 0-1 to Bryce Matthews. Chopper towards short. Quick ground ball. Gonzalez fields across to first. He goes for the out. 6-3 ground out. Three outs are now had. A 1-2-3 inning for Ben Butel. Bottom of the fifth we go. Ballers lead 6-0. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Bally Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Ryan Gallaney leads it off. Yonaker Bettencourt, Ryan McCarthy to follow. Dury Carrasco on the mound. Another inning of work for him. First pitch waved at and missed by Ryan Gallaney. It's an 0-1 count. Nobody out. Bottom five. Ballers are on top 6-0. They're out hitting Fayetteville 6-1. It's what's been a great night on the mound for the Ballers, and their offense has shown up as well. Pitch delivered on the 0-1. A bit outside, but a called strike. It's 0-2. Gallaney, the DH tonight, a single, a stolen base, and a strikeout as he'll call time before the 0-2 from Dury Carrasco. Carrasco from Via La Mata, Dominican Republic. The longest tenured Astros farmhand on the entire roster for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. From the line, 0-2, delivered. This one is a check swing. Did he go? Yes, he did, says infield umpire Michael Corbett. That'll be a first out as the Ronnie and Carrasco has his first, another punch out tonight. Four on his night. Due up now is Yonaker Bettencourt. One out. Bettencourt will dig in. Bottom of the fifth inning. Looks like Casey Ford. The Ronnie getting loose down the line and left. First pitch to Bettencourt. Fouled off. Straight back. Count is 0-1. Carrasco is approaching the 40 pitch mark. He's at 39 now on the night. He's now tossed 2 2/3 innings. 0-1. In there for a called strike. It's 0-2. Only two innings of work on the night for Jake Bloss. Inning in 2/3. 3 runs on 3 hits. Pitch delivered. Betancourt waves, and this is on the 0-2. Another strikeout for Carrasco, his fifth of the night. Two outs and due up is Ryan McCarthy, right fielder. So two batters and two strikeouts in this fifth inning for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. McCarthy digs in, two outs here in the inning. From the line, pitch by Carrasco. Upstairs, it's a 1-0 count. Pitches upstairs, a 1-0 count, almost an immaculate inning. If Carrasco had pounded the strike zone a little bit, 1-0 is spun up just a bit upstairs, it's 2-0. McCarthy is 1-for-1, a double, a stolen base, and a walk on his night. First pitch at the top of the sixth inning to Garrett Gilmet is fouled off. 0-1 your count. Gilmet at the plate. Santander and Ryan Johnson to follow. Top of the sixth inning. 6-0 Ballers on top. Ben Butel on the mound. Still no one pitch delivered. Low and inside. It's a 1-1 count on the catcher Garrett Gilmet. Gilmet a fly out and a walk tonight. A 1-1 count. Butel on the mound. He's through an inning in the third with one strikeout. 1-1 delivered. Ground ball to short. Gonzalez will feel that his chest. 1-1 throw across, and it's in there for the out. It is a 6-3 ground out on the 1-1 pitch. Gilmet is the first out, and now due up is Juan Santander. Santander will dig in. He is 0-for-1 tonight, a strikeout and a walk for the DH Santander. Butel through an inning and two-thirds, 13 pitches, 10 strikes. He's pounding the strike zone tonight. First pitch in there as a called strike. It's 0-1. Butel in his last outing, he did pitch a little bit back in the doubleheader. He pitched just one-third of an inning with a strikeout. Pitch delivered. This one's up the middle, backhanded by Sprinkle at second. Across his body in time at first for the out. Almost over there. And making the play was Butel. He had to kind of escape the line drive grounder, but it fell right in front of Sprinkle. A 4-3 ground out. Two outs now due up is Ryan Johnson, third baseman. First pitch to Ryan Johnson, waved and it missed. It's 0-1 on the third baseman in Ryan Johnson. Grounded into a fielder's choice and struck out. Did the Woodpeckers third baseman from the line, Butel's pitch. Fastball inside corner, a called strike. It's 0-2. And now Butel one strike away from getting through the inning. Oh, 2 count, two outs. Butel will set, deep breath looking in for the signs. 0-2 from the line, pitch delivered. Fastball up and away. Count is 1-2. Ricardo below the switch inning first baseman awaits on deck. He'll have to turn around and bat righty against the lefty Butel. 1-2. Grounder up the middle, Sprinkle backhands, tries to make the snag, can't field in time. It'll be a single on a hard hit grounder up the middle. Ryan Johnson is in safely at the first base bag, a two-out base hit. It is another base knock allowed by the Ballers, just their second of the night, first allowed by Butel. Below now at the plate with one on and two out. So just the second hit of the night for Fayetteville in a night where they have had absolutely no offense against these Cannonballers. Pitch delivered by the lefty Butel is a bit outside, a 1-0 count. We call Butel the butane torch because he describes himself as always hot. He is a very perky, quirky, energetic lefty out of the bullpen. 1-0 is in there, called strike one and one on Ricardo Belleau. When he pitches, he just seems like he doesn't stop. We describe Riku Nishina as a chihuahua on a Red Bull. Butel might be a chihuahua on a bat. 1-1 pitch from the lefty. This one's grounded weakly to short. Gonzalez will field and a lift up across his body in time for the out. 6-3 ground out for Ricardo Belleau. That's the third out. So in between two grounders, it's three grounders in the inning. A single in there by Ryan Johnson, but no threat for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. They are two-thirds of the way done with this Fayetteville Woodpeckers offense. Bottom six we go. It'll be Sanchez, Nishina, and Park, and we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. To count on Wilbur Sanchez. Ford digging in on the mound. A couple of pitches. He's got two strikes on him. 1-2. Chop toward third, foul. Pat Leland almost makes the barehanded snag. And the third base coach's box. Count is still 1-2. Top of the order, Riku Nishina waiting on deck. Bottom of the sixth inning. Casey Ford will sit on the mound. Deep breath. Pitch delivered by the righty. Chopped foul by Wilbur Sanchez. Count is still 1-2. Casey Ford, an all Big 12 first team honor in 2021. At Kansas State, he was Big 12 Pitcher of the Week all the way back in 2017. 1-2 pitch. Fouled off again by Sanchez. And it's a 1-2 count. Ford, born in Logan, Utah, grew up, though, in Bentonville, Arkansas. Was a two-time state champion in football, an all-state selection in both his junior and senior years at Bentonville High School. 1-2 pitch to Sanchez upstairs. It's an even 2-2 count. In Bentonville, Arkansas, Casey Ford went to Kansas State. He spent the 2019 Summer League season with the Rockford Rivets in the Northwoods League. Played 2020 Summer League for the Perfect Timing Red Team in Springdale, Arkansas. As a 2-2 up and inside, almost hits Sanchez in the coconut. Count will run even as Casey Ford getting a little wild. As Sanchez now with a full count. Now Ricky Rivera is kind of jawing over at the home plate umpire, Chris Jenke. Full count, nobody out. It'll be a payoff pitch for Wilbur Sanchez. Casey Ford on the mound, sets the glove at the belly button. 3-2 pitch on the way. Sanchez will loop this one into right center. That'll drop for a base hit into greener pastures. That ball goes, and Wilbur Sanchez 3-for-3 tonight, and he has scored a run in every time he's reached base. So good things to come for the Ballers. Top of the order, Riku Nishina is due up. Ms. Casey Betty has made her first appearance now home tonight. Ballers Bat Dog grabbing the bat from Wilbur Sanchez. Nishina digs in. And the runner on. Sanchez will take off for second. Pitch to the plate is a strike, throw in the second, and did they get him? No! Wilmer Sanchez is in safely. It's his third stolen base of the night, and the Baldurs have set a new record now. 7 stolen bases in a single game. It's the most ever in Cannon Ballers history. Wilmer Sanchez is in at second with his third stolen base of the night. Ken Kannapolis now setting a record with 7 stolen bases in a single game. It's the most ever in the Cannon Ballers era. Pitch fouled off, 0-2 on Riku Nishida. Third time that he's stolen a base tonight. Wilmer Sanchez has stolen 3 bags in a game twice before, both times last season. But he does it again. 0-2 pitch to Nishida. Check swing. Did he go around on it? No, he didn't. Count is now 1-2 on Riku Nishida. That does set a record, though. The Ballers swipe 7 bases tonight. It's most of any time the Cannon Ballers have ever done in a single game. 1-2 count. Nobody out. Runner on second is Sanchez. Ford looks at second with a good lead. 1-2 pitch delivered. Runner going for third. Pitch is outside of the plate. Throwing to third, and Sanchez is in there just a little early. And a throw over is in time. Sanchez is taken out on a 2-5 point out. First out is had. Sanchez would have set a Baldur's record for most stolen bases in a single game if he had gotten in there in time. But instead, he is now 3-for-4 on the night. A 2-2 count, one out. And Nishida now will have to deal with nobody on base. 2-2 count, pitch delivered. Grounded weakly to short. Matthews will make the routine play. Has to hurry to first. It's in time for the out. Riku Nishida with a lot of speed, but out for the second out now in this sixth inning. Due up now is Eddie Park, center fielder. Eddie Park will dig in. Looks like a new arm warming down the line for Kannapolis. Looks like it is Horacio Andujar getting loose. Down the line in right for the Ballers. Casey Ford working from the stretch exclusively. Pitch delivered. Just a bit inside, but a called strike. It's 0-1. Ford set up on the third base side of the rubber as a righty against the lefty in Eddie Park. Ford's 0-1 delivered. Just a bit outside. It's 1-1. Ballers on top, 6-0. Pleasure to have you join us tonight. Dan Helody bringing you all the action as Kannapolis leads 6-0, trying to get their third win of the week. 1-1 count, pitch delivered. Just a bit low in the dirt, blocked by the catcher in Gilmet. Count will run to 2-1. Casey Ford at 6'6", 275. Definitely played football in high school. He's got the build of a tight end. 2-1 count, pitch delivered. Outside, Park will now work a 3-1 count. Jacob Gonzalez is the batter on deck. Bottom of the sixth inning. One more out and we'll be headed to the back third of baseball here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 3-1 count, Ford's pitch. Fouled off back, Eddie Park will now run a full count. Great crowd on hand for the final Saturday night action here at Atrium Health Ballpark. It's been quite a fun night so far. The Ballers on top of 6-0. 3-2 count. Pitch delivered. Park will ground this one to third by Johnson at third into left for a base hit down the line. Park will round first. He's headed for second. Throw comes in from left. It won't be in time. Safely at second is Eddie Park. He will now tally a double. He's got a multi-hit game. 2 outs now and a runner on for Jacob Gonzalez. Second multi-hit game of the night for the Ballers. As Sanchez is 3-for-3 and now Eddie Park is 2-for-2. Gonzalez digs in with 1 on and 2 out. Ballers out hitting Fayetteville 8-2. Ballers looking for some more offense as Gonzalez stands in against Ford. Deep breath by Casey. Pitch delivered. And they're called strike on the inside corner, 0-1. Park has two of the ballers, seven stolen bases tonight. And seven stolen bags. It's an all-time high now for the ballers. 0-1 count, pitch delivered. Grounded to second, playable for Ferreras. He fields and first he goes for the out. 4-3 ground out, three outs are now had in this bottom of the sixth inning. Miss Casey Benny went out and grabbed the baseball from the mound. She still loves grabbing the baseballs. It'll be the top of the seventh inning we go. Ballers lead 6-0. Back through to baseball we come. It'll be Ferreras, Lofton, and Molina due up. We come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully. With Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Pascanel Ferreras digs in. First pitch on the way for the new arm. Horacio Andujar is lifted into left. Riku Nishina makes the grab. One pitch and one out. Pascanel Ferreras flies out. One down now. Jackson Lofton will stand in. Again, new arm on the mound. It's Horacio Andujar. 6'2", 160-pound, 24-year-old, acquired in a trade with the Los Angeles Dodgers in 2023 out of Bonny, Dominican Republic, is Horacio Andujar. Jackson Lofton will dig in now with one down in the inning. Pitch delivered. Andujar will chop this one. Foul will Lofton. It's an 0-1 count. 0-1 count on Lofton. He's 0-2 with a strikeout and a flyout. And the Carolina League leader in stolen bases at 58 on the season. Andujar's 0-1. This one's a bit low. Count will run to 1-1. As a team, the Fayetteville Woodpeckers are at 188 stolen bases, and about a third of those are Jackson Lofton. 1-1 is hacked and a missed. It's 1-2. Entering today, Kannapolis at 107 stolen bases. They've already got seven tonight, 114. They still are well behind the rest of the league in stolen bags. 1-2 count with one out. Pitch from Andujar on the way to Lofton, and the dirt blocked by Harris. It is 2-2. Andujar on the season, 3-5, a 5.28 ERA entering tonight. 44 and a third innings pitched. He did pitch on Tuesday. Allowed two runs in 2 2/3. 2-2. Lifted into center field. Park trailing in. Going to be a tough play. Nishina on his horse. Makes the grab for the out. Riku Nishina comes in from left and cuts him off. Makes the grab for the out. And a little teamwork in the outfield. It plays to the baller's favor. Two outs now, and due up is Leo's Danny Molina. So Leo's Danny Molina will get another opportunity to bat as Horacio Andujar award from the line. First pitch delivered. Breaking ball upstairs. Count is a 1-0 on Leo's Danny Molina. 0-2, a pair of ground outs for Molina, the center fielder. 1-0 from Andujar. Grounded to short. Gonzalez will have to make a tough play in the deep in the hole. Plays across the body in time for the out. It's a 6-3 ground out. A 1-2-3 inning. Horacio Andujar, the ballers now are six outs away from victory. But first, bottom of the seventh we go. Seventh inning stretch here at Atrium Health Ballpark. We'll be right back. Ballers lead 6-0 on the Ballers Baseball Network in Valley Live. Calvin Harris, Jordan Sprinkle, Ryan Galaney due up here. Bottom of the seventh inning, 6-0 Ballers on top. They have already set one record tonight as a team, 7 stolen bases. It's the most of any season in Cannon Ballers history. Still trying to do some looking into how many times it's happened in Kannapolis baseball history. We're still going to do some digging on that. You only get so much time in between innings. First pitch is on the inside part of the plate to Calvin Harris, but it's called a ball, 1-0. Harris at the plate, Sprinkle and Galaney to follow. Bottom seven, Casey Ford back on the mound, his second inning of work. 1-0 from Ford to Harris. Breaking ball is in there, a called strike placed beautifully. It is a 1-1 count. So Calvin Harris digs in on the night, a walk, a strikeout, and a ground out. 1-1 pitch from Ford. Lifted in the air, left field, trailing foul. Count will run, no 1-2. One-two count with nobody out. Bottom of the seventh inning. Pitch delivered by Ford, and the 1-2 has been outside to Harris. It is a 2-2 count. Harris, Sprinkle, and Galaney. Harris, the walk and advancing the second on a pass ball, trying to snap a little bit of cold streak he's got at the plate. 2-2 from Ford. Fouled off. Stays alive. It is now still 2-2. Sprinkle awaiting patiently on deck. Ford will set third base side of the rubber for the 6-6 righty. 2-2 pitch to Harris. Just a bit inside and low. Count will run to 3-2. Full count, nobody out. It'll be a payoff pitch for Casey Ford. Harris with a bend at the knee stance. Holds the bat closely to his chest. 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him with a breaking ball low. Harris will strike out for the second time tonight. Casey Ford has his first strikeout of the evening. One out, and Jordan Sprinkle's going to stand in. Sprinkle 0-3, a strikeout, a ground out, and a pop out. On the night for the Rainmaker, and Jordan Sprinkle. Casey Ford sets. First pitch to Sprinkle. Breaking ball a bit low. It is a total of 1-0 count on Sprinkle. Ford looks in for the signs. Deep breath. Pitch delivered. Low and outside. It's 2-0 on Sprinkle. Define the last time the Ballers have gotten seven stolen bases in a game. Well, you'd have to go all the way back to May 1st of 2008. I was in third grade. Ballers had seven stolen, the Kannapolis Intimidators had seven stolen bases in a game in Lakewood against the Blue Claws in 2008. 3-0 count on Sprinkle. Ryan Galaney on deck. Sprinkle is 0-3 on the night. Ford's 3-0 offering. Inside corner, a called strike. It's 3-1. At least since the Kannapolis Baseball Club has won their last championship, that was 2005, there's only been one other instance in which Kannapolis has tallied seven stolen bases in a single game. Pitches in there on the outside corner, a called strike. It's a full count on Jordan Sprinkle. Our stats only go back to 2004 in the Carolina League, so that's been a while. As Kannapolis has tallied a seven stolen base game. 3-2, waved and a miss. Casey Ford picks his second strikeout of the night. Two outs, nobody on base for Ryan Galaney. Of course, Kannapolis has the chance, if they can get another couple of runners on, to set a new record in Kannapolis baseball history, at least dating to as far back as we can. Two outs, Galaney digs in. Casey Ford's pitch, lifted high and foul. Galaney will have an 0-1 count. Galaney's evening, he's got one of those seven stolen bases. Back in the second inning after he singled, he struck out twice as well in the third and fifth inning, respectively. 0-1 from Casey Ford. 0-1 inside, even at 1-1. There is an arm warming down the line for the Ballers. It's Emerson Talavera. As we're going to look at the out-of-town scores in the top of the eighth inning here in Kannapolis. There is an arm up and probably going to get loose down the line for Fayetteville. Looks like Austin Temple. 1-1 count. Ford's pitch to Galaney. Outside of a breaking ball. It is 2-1. Yonaker Betancourt, first baseman, is on deck. Galaney, 1-3. Betancourt is 0-3. Ballers have 8 hits. Fayetteville just 2. Ford's 2-1. Galaney ropes this one into left center. That's well hit for center fielder. Lolina legs out. Can't make the grab. It's loose in center. Headed to second as Galaney. Throw comes in. It's not in time. It's a stand-up double for Ryan Galaney. He's got a multi-hit game. A two-out double into center. Puts a runner in scoring position for the Ballers with 2 out. Yonaker Betancourt will dig in. So Betancourt stands in with 2 outs in the bottom of the 7th inning. Ryan Galaney is at the second base bag after a double. One of 3 multi-hit games for the Ballers. Ford's pitch delivered. Betancourt will take. It's a breaking ball called strike 0-1. Ryan McCarthy, the right fielder, awaiting. Betancourt's 0-3. A pair of strikeouts and a ground out. As again, Austin Temple, the righty, getting loose for Fayetteville. Ford approaching 40 pitches, 0-1. Inside, Betancourt ducks out of the way. It's 1-1. Ballers lead 6-0 over Fayetteville. Trying to finish the season on a total of above 500. They are currently 3 games over 500. A win tonight would make it 4. 1-1 fouled off. Betancourt stays alive at 1-2. in order to guarantee that the Ballers would finish above 500, they have to win three more games. 66 wins on the year. They've only played 131, as there was one cancellation in the first half, so we only played 131. 1-2 foul off, straight back by Bettencourt. Keep the count at 1-2. The Kannapolis Cannonballers this year in 2023 have already clinched their best season as the Cannonballers. 2021 and 2022 both. The Ballers finished below 500. And it was well below 500. Bettencourt lifts the 1-2 down the line and right. This one might be trouble for Fisher. Trailing, he will can't get there down the right field line. Scoring will be Galaney. Bettencourt's going to head for second. Another RBI double in the book for the Ballers. Yonaker Bettencourt with an RBI base knock. Scoring is Galaney. They get 7-0 Kannapolis. Now 10 hits on the night. 7-0. They put up a touchdown on the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Ryan McCarthy will stand in with two outs in this bottom of the seventh inning. Two outs, McCarthy stands in as the Ballers have put up a touchdown and an extra point on the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. McCarthy on the evening, a double, a walk, and a stolen base. Bettencourt's at second with a good lead. Four deep breath. Pitch delivered. Breaking ball in there, a called strike. It is 0-1. That makes it now every pitcher for Fayetteville has allowed at least a run on the board tonight. 0-1 count. Pitch on the way. Inside, 0-1 becomes 1-1. Austin Temple continuing to get loose in the left field bullpen for Fayetteville. Former Notre Dame righty, former Jacksonville Dolphin. 1-1 count. Ford's pitch. McCarthy checks, swings, and he go around. No, says infield umpire Michael Corbett. It's a 2-1 count. Every pitcher for Fayetteville tonight is allowed at least a run. Casey Ford has not walked a batter. Bloss, the starter, walked three, and Carrasco walked one. 2-1 count. Bettencourt at second, a good lead. Pitch delivered. Fastball inside corner, even at 2-2. Ford's approaching 50 pitches. He's at 47. He's at an inning and two-thirds. Bettencourt with a double. Makes it now 1-for-4 tonight. McCarthy trying to get an extra base hit to add to his total tonight. 2-2. Check swing. It doesn't go around. It's in the dirt, though. And it's a 3-2 count. Ballers with 10 hits on the night. Only three have not tallied in a hit. It's Gonzalez, Harrison, Sprinkle in the 3-4-5 spots, the meat of the order, where it's expected to get most of your offense. 3-2 from Ford. Inside for ball four. There's the first walk of the night for Casey Ford. Now every Woodpecker pitcher has allowed at least a walk or a run scored, or both, in the game. As now it'll be Wilbur Sanchez digging in. He's got a 3-for-3 night. And Casey Ford's night will come to a close. 50 pitches, 29 strikes. Inning in two-thirds, two punch-outs, but he allows a run. And he's running into trouble here. Two run and two out for Kannapolis. We'll be right back after a quick break on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live.
Thank you.
Wilbur Sanchez digs in. He's in search of his fourth hit of the night. He's 3-for-3, and he's got two on against a new arm in Austin Temple. First pitch is upstairs, a 1-0 count on Wilbur Sanchez. Austin Temple, the new arm, 6-foot, 480-pound righty from Miami, Florida, born in Miami. He did spend last year some time in Fayetteville, a non-drafted free agent signee in 2022 out of Notre Dame. 1-0 is a bit upstairs, but called a strike on Sanchez. It is 1-1. Austin Temple spent a year at Notre Dame. He did before that pitch in Jacksonville at Jacksonville University with the Dolphins. And he was a college teammate of our good buddy in Mason Adams. Pitches in there called strike 1-2 on Wilbur Sanchez. Austin Temple, Martin County High School, Palm City, Florida is his hometown. He actually won ACC Pitcher of the Week in 2022. 15 starts and 18 appearances. He led the ACC in opponent batting average with Notre Dame in 2022. 1-2. Wave and a miss. Sanchez with a very late swing, just kind of a flail at it. And Austin Temple has a strikeout. That is three outs now in this bottom of the seventh inning. So Ballers will have probably one more opportunity to try to set a franchise record for eight stolen bases in a game, as they'll have that chance in the bottom of the eighth. Top eight we go. It'll be top of the order. Fisher, Matthews, and Gilbert. When we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live, Emerson Talavera takes over on the mound. Cam Fisher leads it off. It's the top of the eighth inning. Ballers lead 7-0. Emerson Talavera will get the call to the mound. First pitch in there, a called strike to Cam Fisher. It is 0-1. New arm on the mound is Emerson Talavera. Fourth arm used by the Ballers tonight. He's the 20-year-old Rani out of Nueva Valencia, Venezuela. 0-1 is inside to Fisher. A 1-1 count. 5-foot, 10, 160 pounds, just 20 years of age, a free agent signee in 2020 out of Nueva Valencia. He spent last year in the Complex League with Pat Leland and the ACL White Sox team. Pitches a little bit inside, a 2-1 count on the former Charlotte 49er, Cam Fisher. Fisher, a single, a double, a single, a walk, and a strikeout, I should say. He has been a live wire bat all week for the Woodpeckers. 2-1 is inside, 3-1. Talavera trying to dance around against Cam Fisher. Talavera has allowed four runs at least in each of his last three outings. Had a bit of a rough go of it. 3-1 is a bit outside for ball four. A walk is issued. Cam Fisher with a leadoff free pass. That'll be one on, nobody out. And Bryce Matthews, a shortstop, will stand in. So Fisher takes his second walk of the evening. It is the fifth walk of the night for the Woodpeckers. They have more walks than they do hits. It is 7-0 Ballers. Talavera on the mound. against Bryce Matthews, who stands in. A pop out, a fly out, and a ground out. Pitch delivered is low and outside, a 1-0 count. Talavera's thrown a total of six pitches in just one strike, is how Calvin Harris will come talk with Talavera. 3-2 on the year, a 6.89 ERA, 46 innings. He's allowed 36 runs. He struck out 39 batters. Opponents are batting 279. Talavera pitched twice last week in Myrtle Beach. This is his first appearance of the series against Fayetteville. Again, he's allowed at least four runs in each of his last three outings. Once against Carolina here at Atrium Health Ballpark, and then twice on the road against Myrtle Beach. 1-0 count. Talavera's pitch. Check swing. Did Matthews go around? Doesn't matter. It's a called strike. It's 1-1. Last time Talavera threw a shutout outing was the 15th of August against the Carolina Mudcats. Two innings and a strikeout. Matthews stands in. A 1-1 count. Pitch delivered. Grounder to short. Gonzalez tries to backhand. It gets loose in the left, though, off the glove into left for a base hit. And it'll be now 2-1 for Fayetteville. And nobody out. Due up is Garrett Gilmet. Gilmet will dig in. Two on and nobody out, as they're going to give an E6 to Jacob Gonzalez on a backhanded effort. So two on for the Woodpeckers. Nobody out. Pitch delivered. Breaking ball on the outside corner. It is 0-1 on Garrett Gilmet. It is a error. Charge to Jacob Gonzalez. Talavera with an 0-1 count. Pitch delivered to Gilmet. Outside corner, now it's 0-2. Beautifully placed on the outside corner. Talavera appeared in 17 games in 2022 at the Arizona Complex League. He has shattered that number this year. 0-2 pitch. Weave and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. A breaking ball from Talavera. And it's his first punch out of the night. That is his first of the evening. One out. 2-1 still for Fayetteville. And Juan Santander will stand in. One out, 2-1. Santander's pitch from Talavera. A bit outside and low. It's 1-0. On the DH for Fayetteville, Juan Santander. A walk, a strikeout, and a ground out for Juan Santander. And what's been a bit of a quiet night so far for Fayetteville's offense. 1-0 pitch. Outside, he tried to find the outside of the zone with a fastball. Instead, it's 2-0. Count with one out. Fayetteville being out hit 10-2 by York Annapolis Cannonballers is now Calvin Harris. He's going to get a redo of the signs. With Talavera, the righty on the mound. 46 innings for Talavera entering tonight. 51 hits, 28 walks. He can get hit around a little bit. 2-0. Chopper back to the mound. Going to be a tough play. Talavera trying to leg it out. This will land foul, though. He does field his position, does Emerson. But instead, he'll have a 2-1 count. Santander will retreat back to the plate. Fisher at second and Matthews at first. Santander at the plate, the DH for Fayetteville. Played first base last night. On the week, two hits, both singles, a two RBI and a strikeout against these Kannapolis Cannonballers. This is his third game of the week. Pitch delivered on the 2-1, breaking ball low. It is now 3-1. There have been a few Woodpeckers that have played in every game. Bryce Matthews, Leo's Danny Molina, Cam Fisher, Ryan Johnson, and Jackson Lofton. All those guys have played in every game this week. 3-1. Outside corner for now. It'll be a full count on Santander. Speaking of Ryan Johnson, third baseman, he's on deck. Top of the eighth inning, ballers 5 outs away from victory. Looking for at least one here, maybe even two. 3-2. Grounder towards second, might be a double play ball. Sprinkle to second for one on to first. Inning ending double play. 4-6-3 equals two. It's the weirdest math you've ever heard, but in baseball, it's oh so sweet if you're on the defensive side of the ball. It's a 4-6-3 double play. That'll send us to the bottom of the eighth inning. Ballers lead 7-0. 10-2. They're out hitting Fayetteville. We'll be right back on a quick break on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. Top of the order due up in this bottom of the eighth inning for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Riku Nishida, Jacob Gonzalez in the hole, but on deck is Eddie Park as the first pitch delivered. It's by Austin Temple. He's a bit upstairs. It is a 1-0 count on Riku Nishida. Nishida, the left fielder at the plate, is 1-for-4 with a single earlier tonight. Pitch delivered on the 1-0 is in the dirt and low. 2-0 count on Nishida. Talking about a guy who can get stolen bases. 25 in a season at Oregon. He actually holds the school record for most stolen bases in a single season at Oregon. Pitch up and away on the 2-0 now becomes 3-0. As Nishida taking a patient approach against Austin Temple, who has been a little wild to start this bottom of the eighth inning. 3-0 pitch. Upstairs and away, ball four. Four pitch walk just like that. Riku Nishida takes a peek all the way. It is a free pass issued, so one on and nobody out. Due up is going to be Eddie Park. Eddie Park, a multi-hit game last night, 2-for-4, and he's got a multi-hit game tonight. A double and a single to his name. Two stolen bases on the night. First pitch from Temple. Up and away. It is 1-0. Nishida's at first with a good lead. Highly doubt he'd run. But one more stolen base does give Kannapolis the record in franchise history for most in a single game. 1-0. Outside, 2-0 on Eddie Park. Park, a walk, a hit by pitch, a single, and a double. He's been an on-base machine for the Ballers tonight. Pitch delivered. Upstairs now 3-0, seven pitches and seven balls for Austin Temple. Texas A&M by now. They would have been chanting ball seven, ball seven. 3-0 count. Pitch delivered in there. Called strike 3-1. Actually, before that strike, I actually heard some fans down in the seating bowl chanting. Clever work by the Baldur faithful, who've been fantastic in filling up the ballpark all year. 3-1 is up and in. 3-1 becomes a full count, ball four. That'll be now in a sheet at a second. And Park to first on a free pass. Two walks to start the inning for Austin Temple. 2-1, nobody out for Jacob Gonzalez. So Nishida and Park both reach with singles. Kannapolis leading 7-0 in the bottom of the eighth inning. We're at 9:30 on the East Coast. So it's been a little longer game than probably the average is on the year. Average game for Kannapolis has been about in the 227 range. At home, it's been a little lower. On the road, it's been a little longer. Temple sends pitch delivery to Gonzalez up and inside, a 1-0 count on Jacob Gonzalez. Don't get me wrong, it's not anything to do with our pitch clock operator. Our field timing coordinator, Chris Tuttle, is the best in the business. Takes his job with very strong authority. 1-0 swing and a miss, 1-1 on Jacob Gonzalez. Chris Tuttle might be the best field timing coordinator in the Carolina League. Most consistent and does a great job. 1-1 outside, 2-1 on Jacob Gonzalez. Nishida's at second, Park at first. Calvin Harris on deck, Jacob Gonzalez at the plate. Gonzalez has reached once via a free pass. That was back in the second inning. 2-1 count, Temple's pitch. Ground ball to first, played in front by below to second for one, and that's all the out they'll get. As it'll be a fielder's choice. Gonzalez will reach on the FC in the scorebook. Out at second is Eddie Park on a 3-6 putout. To third goes Nishida, so runners on the corners with one down. Calvin Harris will stand in. Calvin Harris, former Ole Miss Rebel, will dig in. With one out in this bottom of the eighth inning. 2-1 for Kannapolis. Nishida is at third. At first is Gonzalez. Pitch delivered low and outside. Count is 1-0 on Calvin Harris. A walk, a pair of strikeouts, and a ground out for Calvin Harris. Fourth round pick in 2023. 1-0. Up and in. Now 2-0. Count with one out. Harris looking for his first hit of the night. Temple's 2-0. Waved out and fouled off straight back. Count is 2-1. Jordan Sprinkle, the second baseman, is awaiting on deck. As the Ballers and Woodpeckers in the fifth game of six total this week. Tomorrow, the series finale and the final home game of 2023 for Kannapolis. Before they depart for six in Lynchburg to finish up the season. 2-1 inside, 3-1 on a Calvin Harris. Around the Carolina League, well, only one other game going on at the moment. Bottom of the eighth inning in Columbia. Tie game, 6-6 within the Fireflies and the Shorebirds. And what looks like extra innings in the second game of that doubleheader. Everywhere else, they're done. 3-1 fouled off. Harris will have a full count. Columbia won the first game of the doubleheader 11-4. Carolina 13-1 wins over Down East 4-3. Augusta over Salem. Fredericksburg walks it off in the 10th inning 4-3 over Lynchburg. And then Myrtle Beach comes back and wins 7-1 over the Charleston River Dogs. 3-2 count, Temple's pitch. Harris takes inside from all four. How about three walks in the inning for Austin Temple on the mound? Harris will head to first base. To second goes Gonzalez. That'll load the bases for Jordan Sprinkle with one out. He's now up and getting loose down the line for Fayetteville. Is going to be Jeremy Molero. The one guy we haven't seen all week, Jose Nodal. is nowhere to be found down in the dugout for Fayetteville. Pitches inside, a 1-0 count on Jordan Sprinkle. Again, Trey Dombrowski will get the start tomorrow for Fayetteville. 1-0 to Sprinkle in there, called strike 1-1. Dombrowski set a record earlier this week with his 133rd strikeout of the season, most of any Woodpecker in a single year. 1-1. Sprinkle ground strike with a third. Can't make the play at third. He can. Johnson, that'll score at least a run. Nishida scores. Here comes Gonzalez. Harris to third. RBI double for Jordan Sprinkle. Two more runs on the board. Making an RBI two-base double for Jordan Sprinkle. How about a 9-0 Ballers lead? Nishida and Gonzalez score. Harris to third. Sprinkle to second. And the Ballers have taken now a 9-0 lead. 11 hits on the night. Ryan Galini now digs in with one out in the bottom of the eighth inning. Well, everything's just gone right for the Ballers tonight. Everything's been clicking on all cylinders. 11 hits, 9 runs on the board. Galini digs in, pitch delivered. He swings on it, lifts it in the air right field and towards Cam Fisher. Comes in a few steps, will make the grab for the out. And faking a tag up at third will be Calvin Harris. A beautiful arm from right from Cam Fisher. Would have been well in time to get the runner Harris. That is two outs in the bottom of the eighth inning. Galini flies out, two outs, two up now is Yonaker Betancourt. Betancourt digs in, two on and two out against Austin Temple. Pitch delivered. Up and inside, a 1-0 count on Yonaker Betancourt. Two strikeouts, a ground out, and a double. And double back in the seventh inning. 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball in there called strike. It's 1-1 on Yonaker Betancourt. And a 1-1 count. Temple working with a glove at the chest. 1-1 to Betta. Lifted down the line in right. Fisher will give chase, but he won't get there. It's into the right field terrace. Count is now at 1-2. One-two count. Two outs. Bottom of the eighth inning. Ballers lead at 9-0. They're three outs away from victory here at Atrium Health Ballpark in the final Saturday game of 2023. Temple's 1-2 delivered. Line drive grounded to short. Matthews makes the play, and he'll have plenty of time over to first. He goes for the out. 6-3 ground out. Betancourt is retired. He is the final out of the bottom of the eighth inning, but more damage done. Kannapolis tacks on a few runs. They are now on top 9-0. Here we go. Top of the ninth inning. Talavera takes the mound. When we come back here in Kannapolis on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live, Ballers three outs away from victory.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully. With Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Ryan Johnson, Ricardo Below, Pascanel Ferreras. All that stands between the ballers and victory tonight. 9-0 Kannapolis leads. Talavera on the mound. His first pitch spun in there for a strike at 72 miles an hour to Ryan Johnson. It's 0-1. Ryan Johnson, 1-4-3 tonight. A single, a strikeout, and grounding into a fielder's choice. 0-1 inside corner. Talavera working off speed exclusively on Ryan Johnson so far. It's 0-2. Johnson trying to get his first hit of the night. He did that earlier. 0-2, a bit outside. Count now 1-2 on Ryan Johnson. Johnson had not had a hit this week until last time up in the sixth inning. He is 1-for-14. 1-2. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Emerson Talavera with his second punch out of the night. Now the Ballers two outs away from victory. Ricardo Below is going to stand in. Nobody on base and one out. Below will stand in. One out. Top of the ninth inning. From the wind, Talavera's pitch. Low with the plate for ball one. It's 1-0. Below reached on a walk in the second inning. Fanville's only had two hits. One from Ryan Johnson and one from Cam Fisher. 1-0 pitch. Upstairs, but called a strike at 88 miles an hour. It's 1-1. 1-1 count, one out. Pascanel Ferreras awaiting on deck. 1-1 Talavera's pitch. Low with a plate, ball two. 2-1 count on Ricardo Below. A walk, a fly out, and a ground out. Ballers two outs away from a victory, their third of the week. 2-1 from Talavera. Low and outside. Count is now 3-1. Pascanel Ferreras again waiting on deck. Below at the plate. Switch hitter. He's had to turn around once and bat righty when Ben Butel was in the game earlier. 3-1 pitch. Up and away, ball four. A one-out free pass issue. Talavera has now walked two batters on his night. One on and one out for Pascanel Ferreras. Pascanel Ferreras, the former Western Carolina Catamount. We'll dig in now. Pitch delivered by the righty. Breaking ball up, and it hits him in the back. So it'll be a hit-by pitch, and that'll be now 2-1 for Fayetteville. HBP as Talavera can't get the breaking ball out of the hand properly. 2-1, one out for Jackson Lofton. Mound visit from the infield for Kannapolis. One out, top of the ninth inning. Jackson Lofton will dig in. He's 0-for-3. Strikeout and a pair of flyouts. First pitch to Lofton. In there, a called strike on the outside corner. It's 0-1. Lofton, the former Oral Roberts infielder, has been moved to the outfield with Fayetteville for the time being. Talavera is 0-1 on the way. So we're going to ground ball towards short. Gonzalez is going to have to make the rangy play. Can't make the clean grab, and it stays in the infield. Going to be a bit of a weird play, and they're going to say E6 on it, and Jacob Gonzalez can't make the clean play at short. That'll load the bases. Another error Jackson Lofton will reach on the E6. To third goes Below, and to second goes Ferreras. So bases loaded, one out for Leo's Danny Molina. Pitch delivered by Talavera to Molina. In there, a called strike. It is 0-1. Molina on the evening, 0-for-3. All three groundouts. Talavera's 0-1. Outside corner for a called strike, 0-2. Beautifully placed on a fastball at 89. Top of the order, Cam Fisher awaiting on deck. He does have some pop in him, as well as one of their two hits for Fayetteville. 0-2 from Talavera. Breaking ball inside. Molina ducks out of the way. It's 1-2. Molina in his second season with the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. The everyday shortstop last year now being moved to the outfield with the arrival of Bryce Matthews. Talavera's 1-2. Outside. Count is now 2-2 on Leo's Danny Molina. One out, top of the ninth. 2-2 your count. Talavera, two punch outs on his night. Looking for a third. 2-2. Outside corner, Ringham up, got him looking, called strike three. Three punch outs on the night for Emerson Talavera. Two outs now. Top of the order, Cam Fisher, right fielder, is going to dig in. Bases loaded and two out. Top of the ninth, two outs. Talavera's pitch to Fisher. Up and inside, 1-0 your count. Fisher has one of the two hits tonight for Fayetteville. That was a leadoff single in the first inning. He's walked twice tonight as the former Charlotte 49er. 1-0 count. Talavera sets the glove of the chin. 1-0 pitch. In there a called strike, 1-1. If the inning continues, Bryce Matthews is the shortstop will bat. Ballers lead 9-0. 11-2 are your hits. Kannapolis pouring it on. 1-1. Breaking ball in there, a beautifully called strike. And now the Ballers one strike away from victory. Fans to their feet at Atrium Health Ballpark. Final Saturday night game of 2023. And the energy is ecstatic here in Kannapolis. Talavera on the mound. 1-2 count with two outs. Bases loaded for Fayetteville. Bases are chock full of Peckers. 1-2 count of two outs. Here's Talavera's pitch to Fisher. Popped up, and it'll be high and foul. Nobody can get there. Count is 1-2. Fans on their feet, a packed house here in Kannapolis. Final Saturday night game of the season. Post-game fireworks on tap. Ballers have had plenty of fireworks tonight. 1-2 pitch to Fisher. Lifted high and foul down the first baseline. Betancourt giving chase. Does he have room to make the play? Yes, he does in foul ground. And that's all she wrote. Ballers win, baby. Ballers win. They shut out the Fayetteville Woodpeckers and win it 9-0, 11 hits to 2 in a dominant fashion victory for the Kannapolis Cannonballers on this Saturday evening in the penultimate home game of 2023. Ballers win, baby. Ballers win. Your final tonight is Kannapolis 9 and Fayetteville nothing. Post-game show will come after the fireworks here at Atrium Health Ballpark. If you can't tune in, we'll see you tomorrow night, 6:30 first pitch. It'll be Seth Keener on the mound for the Ballers. Hoping that you can join us tomorrow here in Kannapolis. If not, be sure to tune in on the broadcast. If you can't stick around for the post-game show, I'd love for you to do so, as we're going to have post-game fireworks here at the ballpark, and then we'll deliver the post-game show live from here at Atrium Health Ballpark. We'll take a break and be right back as soon as we can on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. Ballers win, baby. Ballers win. 9-0. Ballers win over Fayetteville.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before. So that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Trevor Will, thanks for sending up here to the broadcast booth here. High top, Atrium Health Ballpark. Ballers win, baby. Ballers win. Your final score tonight is 9-0. They shut out the Fayetteville Woodpeckers in a game 5 of the 6-game set. They out-hit them 11-2 in dominant fashion tonight. Kannapolis picks up their third win of the week over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers in the penultimate home game of the 2023 season. If you don't know what penultimate means, next to last. I didn't dictionary that, looked that up today. Promise you I knew what it was before today. Ballers get 11 total hits, 8 RBI of their 9 runs. Multi-hit games for Eddie Park and Ryan Galani. A 3-hit night, though, for Wilbur Sanchez out there with 3 for 4, 3 singles and a run driven in for Wilbur Sanchez. RBIs each for Eddie Park, Jacob Gonzalez, and Calvin Harris. 2 driven in for Jordan Sprinkle, 1 each for Yonaker Betancourt and Ryan McCarthy. Only 2 Ballers did not drive in a run. It was the leadoff batter Riku Nishida and Ryan Galani. But everybody got on base and everyone seemed to move around. And it was a very productive night of offense for Kannapolis. As of note as well, they also tie a franchise record. Kannapolis steals 7 bases in tonight's ballgame. That ties a franchise record that dates back to May 1st of 2008. When they stole 7 bases on the road in Lakewood against the Blue Claws. That's the first time since 2008 that the Kannapolis baseball team has stolen 7 bases in a single game. Peyton Paulette does the duty tonight on the mound. 3 2/3 of shutout baseball. 4 walks, but 4 strikeouts and one hit allowed. Ben Butel gets the win, 6-4 on the year. 2 1/3, and no runs allowed on 1 hit. No walks and 1 strikeout. Horacio Andujar with a very clean inning of work. And then Emerson Talavera, 2 walks in 2 innings, but he strikes out 3. And the Ballers keep the Fayetteville Woodpeckers off of the scoreboard. Fayetteville gets only 2 hits tonight. A 1-for-3 night for the former Charlotte 49er, Cam Fisher. And then a 1-for-4 night for Ryan Johnson. Other than that, a prettiest quiet night at the mound, at the plate for Fayetteville. They use 4 arms tonight in Jake Bloss, the starter, inning in 2/3, 3 runs, 4 of those are 4 runs, 3 earned, 3 hits, 3 walks and 2 punchouts. Dury Carrasco, 3 1/3, 2 runs on 3 hits, a walk and 5 strikeouts. Casey Ford allows 1, an inning in 2/3 with 4 hits, a walk and 2 punchouts. And then Austin Temple, inning in 1/3, 2 runs on a hit, 3 walks and 1 strikeout for Austin Temple. First pitch was at 7:01. Time of the game, 2 hours and 46 minutes. Over 4,200 Ballers fans packing Atrium Health Ballpark tonight for the final Saturday night fireworks action here at Atrium Health Ballpark in what's been a fantastic evening. Ballers win in dominant fashion and pick up the big victory. Well, the sad news is that tomorrow is the final game at Atrium Health Ballpark in 2023, but the good news is the Ballers can go for a series victory tomorrow. Again, they're out of the playoff race, as is Fayetteville. We're just kind of playing for pride right now, but the Ballers in search of their best season as the Cannonballers since 2021, and they've already clinched that, looking to stay above 500. Tomorrow, 6:30 first pitch, it'll be Seth Keener, the third-round pick this year out of Wake Forest, getting the start opposite of Trey Dombrowski, who set a little bit of history for Fayetteville on Tuesday night. He set the single-season strikeout record for the Woodpeckers on Tuesday night. He will make the start tomorrow for Fayetteville, 5-9 with a 3.80 ERA. Again, 6:30 first pitch. Fans' Choice postgame fireworks tomorrow. It sounds like we got a whole bunch of different topics, so be sure to go online and vote for what kind of music you want to hear tomorrow for the postgame fireworks. Again, 6:30 first pitch. Hope you can join us here at the ballpark. If not, join us in the broadcast. Belly Live, MILB.TV. Free audio streams on kcballers.com and the MILB first pitch app. For everyone in Kannapolis, I'm Dan Aloni saying thanks for tuning in and thanks for joining us here at the ballpark. And I'll leave you as I always do. Speak in love, love baseball. Stay blessed. And until next time, have a blast. Ballers win, baby. Ballers win. Your final score tonight is the Cannonballers 9 and the Woodpeckers none. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday night. Drive home safe and have a great one, everyone.